These traditions help us take stock of our lives and see where we have been, where we are, and where we may need or wish to go. In this part of the world, spring cleaning was important to many after a long, dark winter with all the doors and windows closed. A lot of debris, dirt, and just plain stuff tended to pile up because they just could not be dealt with during the winter season. As spring swept in, the longer, lighter days made it easier to see what had accumulated while we humans slept more, conserved energy, and just tried to make it through the hard times. Warmer temperatures allowed us to open up windows, and warm breezes literally helped us sweep the rooms clean and take stock of our circumstances. Folks could take things outside to shake or beat out the dirt and dust, wash everything in the sunshine or with the rain, and all the floors could be swept and cleaned. This was much more important before the age of vacuum cleaners and washing machines. Some people took everything outside and looked at it before putting it back in place, deciding whether it was worth cleaning or repairing or needed tossing or transforming into something else. Not a bad idea, as it turns out, for the sustainability of the planet. In many families, everyone pitched in and did what they could. Even small children had tasks. After this huge effort, there was a noticeable difference in the atmosphere indoors. It was as if we could see and breathe more clearly with cleaner windows, fresher air, and more open space. Life can become a bit easier and more beautiful just after a good spring cleaning. Even in our modern temperature control 24/7, 365 world, every now and then it pays to examine what we have, what we have been doing, and where we are. Do the things and activities in our lives still serve us as we are now? Are there corners we haven't looked at in a while? Are there corners that we haven't looked at in a while that could be cleared out so something fresh and new can enter our lives? Can we appreciate and find the things that we love the most? Can letting go of the visual reminders of the past or of past hopes free up energy for new adventures? Could cleaning and caring for our physical environment be a form of love in action and a way of caring for ourselves, our relationships, and our beloved community? I invite you to also consider what we do with our individual spring cleaning up and how it affects our neighbors and the planet itself. Letting go of things we no longer need and cleaning in sustainable ways can be spiritual practice in and of itself. Donating what we no longer use can bring greater ease and beauty to the lives of other people and can reduce our consumer footprint on this one and only Earth, our blue boat home. Sustainable living and spring cleaning are not one and done kinds of projects. Just as new rocks turn up in farm fields each year, the things in our lives accumulate over time and rise to the surface. We cannot stand still and just keep things as they are. The world is always changing within us, without us, and around us. Our work is never done, and that is not a problem. That's just reality. That's just nature, and we are part of nature, so not a problem, just part of human life. Our collaboration with our changing environment never ends. Each day is, in reality, a new beginning. Building and sustaining the beloved community sometimes requires a bit of elbow grease and vinegar. Lots to think about and lots to do to make our homes, our community, our world, and our lives a bit more beautiful.